Mag named Kevin.
Amen.
It's only God's grace and mercy that I'm here. I'm like all over the place right now. Because it's like, it's this, just this time of the year for me. First, let me identify in. My last day of using any Mind Move Ultimate chemicals was March 27, 2007. I haven't found it necessary to use since then. Now, here, check this out, right? But I didn't, that was the day that I last used. But I can remember like being in that cell, right? Mind still foggy and all that other stuff, right? And then I was allowed, like, when I say God's grace and mercy, right? Like, he allowed me to get out of the situation I was in to find another way. And like, I can remember seeing a sign on a wall saying, Project 103. And I said, damn, I want that. And I can remember signing up, right? And like, I wanted to go, I didn't want to go, I wanted to go, I didn't want to go. And like, something like just pushed me out of that cell door, right? So I was locked up, you know. I was locked up. You know, shit, I got locked up all the time. You know. I was in and out of prison for over 20 some years, man. But like, I can remember waking up when I got pushed out, when, I don't know, I guess it was God just pushing me out saying, go. Waking up that day and journaling. And that day that I started journaling was April the 12th, 2007. So like yesterday was my clean date that I chose, right? And like 2 days from now is my mom's birthday, which is, she's no longer here. So it's like I'm going through a whole lot of feelings and emotions, and like I'm up and down and I'm all around and all kinds of bullshit. But I ain't using. You know, and it's like, it's just this time of the year. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just this time of the year that I'm all over the place. You know, and I got a compassionate, caring, loving queen, right, that she just want to know what the fuck going on with me. And I'm like, nothing. Nothing. I'm good. But for real, I ain't. But I'm just trying to get through. Right? And I know that when I get to the other side, it's going to be all right. Because like, a lot of times I just go through some shit and I just say, this serenity prayer, I don't use. Look, Maurice, and I say, let me go watch a show on TV. You know, some football, some basketball, Leon, right? And I'd be good. I just say, leave me alone, honey. You know, and I'm going to be all right. And a lot of times I am. But like, let me get to it. I used for a minute. Well, a long time. Fuck that. With no minute. I used. I can remember using, like, for no reason at all. Listen. If you made me mad, or if you looked at me wrong, I wouldn't got one. You know, if you didn't say something that I like, Jesse, I said, fuck you, let me go get one. So I ain't know how to deal with my feelings, my emotions. I ain't know what I was going through back then. But after coming around here, getting a sponsor, getting a home group and a network, and they let me know, listen, this is life. You're going to go through some stuff. Right, but you gotta know how to get to the other side without using any mind move altering chemicals. I ain't gonna lie, when I was a newer member, right? I think I had like 6 months Lolita, right? I used a lot of women around this motherfucker. I did. But then after I got some time, after I got a year, it was some women that was in my life, and they still in my life today. They was like, baby, you can't do that no more. And they fucked me up when they said ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And they told me, they was like, listen, the same shit you doing, it can come back to you. And I was like, damn, I can't do that no more. And they was like, no. And then they told me that shit ain't healthy.
So I stopped. And I met my wife. So like I can remember coming around. Listen, let me say this right. Like, for me damaging a whole lot of relationships for my using, I wasn't allowed in my mom's house. I can remember a lot of times, right, during the holidays and, like, all that stuff, right, I wasn't allowed because I stole so much. I can remember she used to have a little purse that she used to keep in her breast, right? And every time I came around, just she used to clutch that motherfucker, put it in her breast, put that motherfucker down her pants. And I was like, what are you doing that for? And she was like, because you a fucking thief. I can remember taking stuff from my kids, you know, during Christmas time. It ain't fucking, I took shit all the time. Because that's what the disease of addiction made me do, I had to do. So like, I took some shit from some kids in Baltimore City, and like they told my sons, we don't care who your father think he used to be, because I thought I was a legend back in the day. You know. And they say, you tell your father, when we see him, we gonna kill his ass. I ain't wanna go out like that. I ain't wanna be remembered like that. So I met a female, and she asked me, she said, you know, I got a Section 8 up in Frederick. And I was like, damn. I ain't never had nothing of my own. I said, I can go up there and run some circles around them country motherfuckers. I'm a city slicker. Yeah, so I thought. See, I ain't know that God was using her, right? He was using her to get to me. And like at the time, right, when she told me that she was pregnant, right? See, I'm going to get to that. She told me she was pregnant. I was like, God damn, they mine. So like we came to Frederick, right? And that's when the process has started. The process has started way before that, and I didn't even know what's happening. And so like I got up there and I got locked up. And that's why I'm right here, right now. But like I can remember not my mom not wanting me to come in her house. And I can remember coming around here, right, after coming out of prison, sitting in the front row, right, and listening to a predecessor saying that everybody get a turn around this motherfucker. And I'm like, what the fuck that mean? And I can remember saying the check was in the mail. And I'm like, what the fuck that mean? And they told me, shut the fuck up, just keep coming back. And that's what I did. I can remember hearing people talk about losing their kids, losing their mother, losing their father, and all that. And I said, damn. But I also remember being in that fucking cell, and they said, what would make you use? And I said, I can't have no reservations. And I said, nothing. Nothing. So I had to get out and do some stuff. I ain't no cut was in here. Let me tone my words down, Cheryl. So I can remember my mom asking me, like, are you coming back home? And I said, no, Mom. No, I can't. I don't want to. I don't want to die. And at the time, I was going through some issues with the kids that I thought was mine. But listen, biologically, they not mine, but they mine. Because I can remember, like, a friend telling me, we sitting in the car one day. I think I had maybe like 6 months clean. And I'm so proud of them kids. I love them. And I'm showing her the pictures, and she said, she hurt my feelings. I said, look at my babies. She said, boo. She said, they not your babies. I said, why you say that? She said, look how fucking nappy your head is. And look at them. They Puerto Rican, boy. So I got a resentment behind that shit. So I'm like, listen, y'all. I'm like, she don't know what the fuck she talking about. So I go talk to my man, right? And he say, I said, yo, ain't they mine? Ain't they mine? So I need somebody to co-sign my nonsense, right? And he was like, Doug, I'm telling you, Doug. You might want to go get a test done. Like, I'm telling you right here, right now, right? I wish I wouldn't have never, ever got that shit done. Because the shit I'm going through today is heartbreaking sometimes. It tears a piece of me and my wife out that make me want to just do some shit I just don't want to do. But I know if I ride it out, right? I know if I ride it out, it's going to be all right. And as long as I don't fucking use, he got a plan. So I keep pushing forward. And sometimes I snap at my wife and she put me back in my place, tell me to sit my dumb ass down and all that stuff. But it's all right. But like I can remember, right, like I was a son that couldn't go in my mom's house because I stole from her. And like me changing my life, I'm sitting, listen, I ain't had no bank account. I ain't know nothing about none of that stuff when I came around. And my friend said, boy, you need to get a bank account because you don't need to have no money in your pocket because you're an addict and you knew. So I got a bank account. And like I can remember talking to my mom. And she told me, you know, people were stealing money from her and shit. And she told me, she said, Big Kevin, I need you to do something for me. And I said, what's that? She said, I need you to take my money up to Frederick with you and put it in your account and just get it to me when I need it. And I'm like, see, like, I didn't know that God was doing something for me that I couldn't do for myself, and he was working on me. And like, I was like, all right, I got you, man. And I can remember, like, listen, I was just trying to be the best son that I could be. Because I did a whole lot of damage. So I did that for my mother. And I can remember I was going through some stuff. And like, I'm just talking, because we talked every day. And I called her and I was telling her I was going through some financial difficulties. I tried to claim some kids that wasn't mine, and the Fed said I owed them $10,000. So, like, I had learned to be responsible, right? And my friend said, well, just make a payment plan and pay them, dummy. I don't owe them no $10,000 no more. I don't owe them shit. So I did that. So I'm talking to her on the phone, and she said, well, if you need some money, why you ain't take some of my money? And I said, Mom, that's stealing. I said, it ain't my money. I said, I'm in a program, a Narcotics Anonymous. I said, they told me that's stealing. If it ain't yours, it's stealing. And I can remember sometimes I used to see people like dropping shit on the ground. I used to think people were trying to set me up. So I'm like, no, hell no. It ain't mine. I ain't know I was changing. I ain't know some things was about to happen in my life. And my mom, she took my sons, my biological sons, when they were 5 years old and raised them to grown men.
I can remember getting locked up and telling my mom, listen, I need you to be strong. Because some people want me to go do 10 years. I need you to raise my sons. And she did that. But I can remember, like, after me and my wife was married for a couple years, and, like, I got called to the hospital. And she had told me, she was like, Big Kevin, I'm tired, baby. And I was like, no, Ma. No. No. And then she looked at me, she said, baby, I'm tired. And she said, listen, I know one thing. I live long enough to see you get your life together. I no longer have to worry about you. And like a week later, she was gone. And Narcotics Anonymous was there. Narcotics Anonymous was there. My phone was ringing off the hook. My wife was with me the whole entire time. That's my ride or die. My dogs was there. My wife couldn't handle me. She had to get my boys to come get me. I can remember sitting in that car after I did that DNA for the kids, right? I was talking to a friend of mine from California because he knew what was going on with me. And I was working a little part-time job at the time, right? And he called me. And like at that point in time, I was in a committed relationship with my wife, and I'm sitting in the car, right? And like I'm reading the paper because I didn't open the paper until I got to work because I had two part-time jobs. And my heart like dropped. And at that moment when I found that they wasn't mine, the twins wasn't mine, and I was like, I was stuck. Because I didn't want to believe and accept that they weren't mine biologically. But for real, they're mine. But at that given time, right then and there, I wanted to fucking use. But I didn't. Because, like, I got a call from California. I got, like, five calls from Frederick. It was like, I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, what everybody know what's going on with me? I'm saying to myself, what did my wife do? Did she call anybody? She ain't know. So, like, my mom had the custody of the twins when she passed away. And at that given moment in time, my mind was all over the place. I wanted to take them at that time, but something in my mind said, don't take them from this environment that they're in. Build a relationship with them and then transfer them here. I should have took their asses dead. Looking back on hindsight, I ain't know. I thought in my mind that everything was going to be all right. And I ain't talking about no strangers that's playing games with me that I want to fuck up sometimes. It's family. Damn, time up already. So like now, right, after a few years, and not trying to hurt family, not trying to throw their names in the street or whatever you call it. My wife say, no, honey, we're going to get the lawyer and we're going to let the lawyer send them a letter.
Me, I say, fuck it. I'm going to let the lawyer do what he's going to do. Get private investigators, do all that. But I got to practice some principles. I got to practice some empathy. Right? And that's why I got a wife. Like, look, you go ahead, you deal with that, and I'm going to be fine. So now is the time to really do what we got to do, because I tried it before, and they told me, they was like, well, you're just going to spend a bunch of money, you know, because you may not get them. But now it's like, fuck it. I don't care about the money. We just going to do it. I'm going to let them know that I ain't playing with them. And that's it. That's it. And when they get older, you know, they'll know. And it's so fucked up. They don't even let my son see them. So I don't know. You know, listen. When I got, I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up. When I got this topic, first of all, I want to thank the program committee for asking me to share on this topic. When I got it, a good friend of mine that's on a program committee, he was like, well, I need you to do some service work. And I love doing service work. He was like, well, I want you to share on a topic at the convention. And usually when I'm thinking about a commitment of somebody sharing, I always try to push it off on somebody else. But I was told when Narcotics Anonymous asks you to do something, you better do it. And I said, I don't care what the commitment is. I don't care what the type, whatever it is. He said, well, I've known you since you've been here. I know the things that you've been through. And when he gave it to me, I haven't even had time to think about it. I haven't. My life is full. Narcotics Anonymous has allowed me to do some things along. Man, goddamn. You talking about a cat that used to eat out of dumpsters. I no longer eat out of dumpsters. My life has changed dramatically. So, like, I'm grateful for the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. It has truly, truly changed and saved my life. Thanks for letting me share.